Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
The message title today is real simple. It's just find grace. That you've got to find God's grace. See, we understand, and we talked about it Wednesday night, where the Bible in Hebrews says that we obtain mercy and find grace when we come to God's throne of grace. See, do you understand? It's not a throne of judgment. It's not a throne of God's not being critical of us. It's a throne of grace, okay? His grace, it's not, listen, let's not think about this as being ethereal. Let's not think about this as being spooky. God's grace is simply, listen, his power, his supernatural ability, and his favor. So now, we come boldly. Another translation says, humbly yet boldly into the throne of grace, okay? Now, this throne of grace, this is truly the heart of God. Because remember, the way Paul put it is Paul wrote and he said that we're saved by grace and it's through trust or through faith. So this grace is what saved us. See, the way God's going to catch us, the way God's going to save us, the way God's going to deliver us, the way God's going to heal us, the way God's going to keep us, it's by his grace, okay? His power, his supernatural ability, his favor. See, you understand that there are Christians that you have an ability in your life to walk in God's favor. Do you know what God's favor means? God's favor means that any door God opens, no man can close. See, that it's not up to somebody else. It's not your promotion. God's favor is simply this, that your promotion in life depends on nothing horizontal or lateral. It's all that promotion comes from above. It's you know, you look at God's hand being upon your life, and it's like, oh my gosh, look at where our life is. Sandy and I talk about this all the time. And let me just tell you, we're not like naturally, there's nothing about our life that you'd say, okay, this is why you're ahead of the game. No, that we run this race. See, Paul writes that we run this race as one who wins. And the reason that God's called us to run this race as one who wins is because all we have to do is run as one who wins. God puts us in the lead. God puts us. See, the promotion comes from above. Everybody say, my promotion.
My promotion.
Okay, let's try it again. My promotion, comes from above. See, the world's got to get over it. See, there's nothing that can hold you back. Nothing that can keep a lid on you. Why? The blessings of God are operative in your life. See, and all God's blessings do, and let me tell you, this isn't ethereal either. See, a curse is something that suppresses, it's a suppression on your life. But God's blessing, it's a lift in your life. Then what's God doing? God is lifting your life. God's lifting, and you know what's interesting? It starts with your head. He's the lifter of my soul. He's the lifter of my head. He's the lifter of how I think. See, there's so many people, the Bible says that we put on the whole armor of God. And that, initially, we put on the helmet of salvation, that we've got a helmet. Why? Because the enemy is a foe that we have, a deceiver. And how's he gonna deceive us? He can't deceive us with physical ailments. He can deceive us by thinking those physical ailments are gonna have the best of us. See, so he's walking around with a ball bat or a club. See, and if you've got a helmet on, if you don't have a helmet on and your adversary has a club, then he's gonna cave your head in. But if you've got a helmet on, and that kind of helmet was made out of a bronze that was almost impenetrable, even with a battle axe. See, that's the type of helmet that Paul was talking about. So if the enemy man's got a club and you've got this helmet on, the best he can do, are you ready? The best he can do is just get your attention. Man, somebody pops you in the head with a club or a ball bat, and you got a helmet on, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. What? Oh, you really? For real? You kidding me? Well, now your tongue becomes the sword of the Lord. Your tongue becomes the weapon. The weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. They're not worldly. Man, what God did is God gave me a new tongue. God gave me a new vocabulary. I became a Christian in 1979. Before I was a Christian, I was in my early 20s, I was a sinner. And so everything in my life, I took pride in how well I could sin. Okay, and it's well documented. You guys have all heard it way too many times. It's boring by now, but it was so easy for me to sin. And then I gave my life to the Lord. And then I was with a bunch of my buddies soon after that. I remember like it was today the first time I heard a dirty joke after I became a Christian, and it was one of those jokes that I would have laughed my tail off before. It was fun. It energized me. It was, you remember how it was, how the world was before you were a Christian. It's like, man, we thrive. I got the world by the tail. Man, I got this down. I know what corners to cut. I know what skids degrees. It's so easy that the world was easy for me to operate in. But then I gave my life to Jesus and I made this confession of faith to Jesus. And I heard this dirty joke and it wasn't funny. And I remember thinking, what has happened to me? What is going on in me? Well, everybody else is laughing. I should have been laughing. I just didn't. It wasn't funny. And there's something that happened in my heart, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know what to do. I know now that it grieved my heart. It was actually grieving. You know why? God took my heart of stone. He pulled it out of my chest, and he gave me a heart of flesh. And now this dirty joke wasn't funny anymore. He made me a new creation in Christ. So now he gave me, as this new creation, he gave me access to his throne of grace. Understand, his throne of power, his throne of supernatural ability. He's given me, my help comes from above. My help comes from that throne of grace. Let me put it in perspective. How many guys, Jesus is Lord of your life, and when you pass from this earth, you're going to heaven? Let me see your hands. Wave to me like this. Wave to me. Okay, like you don't even care. You just, man, I'm all cornball about it. Man, I'm going to heaven, man. I'm not going to hell. Let me explain what happens. You do not enter into heaven and shake hands with Peter. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but there's like these pearly gates are basically going to be immaterial. The streets of gold are going to be immaterial initially. I'll tell you what's going to hit you. Mark my words, you're going to remember me at this hour. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to indelibly mark your memory to when you pass from this earth to heaven, you're going to think of Shear. That's awesome. And I know that I'll be there with you, okay? But what's going to happen is you pass from this life to eternal life, and you come before the white throne of judgment. And let me tell you what that is, a damning throne. But you know what? You're gonna come. You're not even gonna breathe differently. You're just gonna slide right on by it, and you're gonna go to the judgment seat of Christ. And that judgment seat of Christ is a seat of mercy. The other one's a seat of damnation. This one's a seat of judgment. This is a seat of mercy. That now I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, covered by the very blood of Jesus that judgment seat is based upon, and I'm hidden in Christ. And you know what I get to hear? You know what you get to hear? Enter in. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. That's how powerful this is. See, and now we have access to this throne of grace. Where it's going to become the judgment seat of Christ initially to us, but this throne of grace isn't like the white throne of judgment. That's why people that'll say, no, everybody goes to heaven, they're absolutely wrong. There's one way to get to heaven. There's one way to get to the Father, and that's through the Lordship of Jesus. And I know that's not politically correct, but I'll just tell you today that the only way we access the Father at all is through his son, Jesus. So much so that Jesus said, look, don't pray to me. He said, pray to the Father in my name. See, for some of you, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've been praying errantly, and maybe you have, and God's just showing you today. We pray to God in the name of Jesus. That's how we access the Father. Because why? Listen, the Word says, John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. See, so now we access God, how? Through his Word. See, that's why Jesus was the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, where now we can communicate with God. Why? Because Jesus went through Mary's birth canal. He was born as a man, yet he was God. So now we can communicate to the Father. Man, you understand that Jesus died on that cross, that he gave his life, that as much as they could do to Jesus, they couldn't kill him. Let me tell you what brought physical death onto Jesus' life as the Son of God is when God, that's why Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because God turned his face from him. If God hadn't turned his face from Jesus, he'd probably still be hanging on that cross. Man, you understand that as soon as God simply just turned his face from him, that my God, why have you forsaken me? And the skies went black and death came upon the Son of the living God. See, we look at how powerful this throne of grace is now. And we have access. We come humbly yet boldly. But you know what? Man, most people look at it like I'm going to be patient. And what does patience translate? Passive. You know, there's nothing passive about patience spiritually. Let me tell you what patience is spiritually. It's a fight. There's a fight of faith if we're going to be patient. But let patience have its perfect work. Man, we've got to deny our flesh. We've got to not go to the arm of the flesh for our sustenance and our reserves and our reservoir in life. No, you know what? Man, my resources don't come from what I can muster. It's me working as of unto the Lord. In Isaiah 40, verse 31. And I want you to be confident for the grace that God has for this for you now. A now grace. Whatever the situation is, let me just tell you, the next 10 or 12 minutes, that situation is going to, there's going to be a shift that's going to happen. Because this is a life for life exchange. God's transferring you from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the living God. Okay, that's happening in the next 10 or 12 minutes just because of his word. See, his word is going to change everything, and especially that issue, especially that one thing, that circumstance or situation. Man, are you here today? Are you ready to receive from God today? Man, is this real for you today? Do you want all of God that you can get today? Because you can have it. I'm telling you, we're talking about the throne of grace, the throne of God's supernatural, undefeatable power. Man, power to come in your life. Man, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, and this is well documented. You've heard this a number of times in your life, but those who wait upon the Lord, waiting upon the Lord is not you sitting in your barco lounger and putting your feet up. What are you doing? I'm just waiting on God. There's nothing passive about waiting upon the Lord. See, in the original text, that to wait upon the Lord actually means to bind together by twisting. It's almost like this is God, and this is your situation or your circumstance, that what you do is you put them together and you bind them together. Remember, Will, remember where the word says to lay hold of that which is laid hold of you, right? See, that's what you do. You take God's promise, you take the living God, and you take your circumstance today, your situation today. You got like 9 or 10 more minutes, and I'm telling you, it's all gonna shift. You take your circumstance today, and you go like this. Look, boom, and you interlock. And let me just tell you, nothing can snatch you from the Father's hand. So now that Jack Hayford does it. That interlocking that we have, man, it's unbreakable now. The unbreakable bond that we have with the living God and his promise. See, it interlocks in our heart. So for those who interlocked to the Lord shall renew their strength. Turn to somebody and say, I'm strong and I'm getting stronger. Go ahead, say it. I'm strong and I'm getting stronger. Man, say it again. I'm strong and I'm getting stronger. Here we go. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. They'll run and not grow weary. Write that in your notes. I will run and not grow weary. And I'll tell you, it's interesting because if you're not running, this race is one who wins. Guess what? The outcome of your life is going to be weariness. And let me tell you about weary. You don't wake up one day and you're just weary. No, you grow weary. You grow weak. You grow strong. You grow as a winner. You grow as a loser. You don't just wake up and I'm a pathetic loser. That's all I do is lose. No, you know what? You grow into that. See, we have to understand that passivity does not work in God's kingdom. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Man, you've got to have a force that's in your life. And you know what that force is? That force is faith. That force is trust. Everything in the kingdom is predicated upon trust. You might say, well, my problem's a money problem. Your problem's not a money problem. Your problem's a trust problem. Man, money is not the currency of the kingdom. It's the currency of the world. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Let me just tell you, we will always be on top. We will be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Greater is he who's in us than he is in the world. If we trust in the living God. You put your trust in God, you'll never play from behind. I'm just telling you, because your life, every step that you take, let me tell you, the Bible says everywhere the sole of your foot lands, you possess it. You know what that is? That's a breakthrough of possession that's in your life. The enemy's had you regarding fear. They're growing weary. The enemy's had you regarding aggravation. Let me just tell you, aggravation is you sowing to the flesh. You'll say, well, I'm just aggravated. I'm just unsettled. No, you know what? Man, it's time for you to turn your heart toward the living God. Man, 6 or 8 more minutes. Come on, stay with me. Bind your heart together with God's promise. You'll run and not grow weary. And look at 2 Corinthians 12. Man, thank you guys for bringing your Bible today. It is much more effective to preach God's word when people that are receiving it have their Bible with them. Verse 7, unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of my revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Now, let me just tell you, nowhere in the word does it talk about this being a thorn in the flesh, it being a physical ailment. And there's people that get up, and let me tell you, most of these people are just too smart for their own good. They'll say, well, it was Paul's eyesight. You know, that's that thorn in the flesh. He inquired of the Lord 3 times. God said no. Show me in that passage where God said no. Show me in that passage where any of it was physical. It wasn't his height. It wasn't his eyesight. It wasn't that he was single and celibate. It was the abundance of revelation. And what was it that buffeted him? A messenger of Satan, one of the angels who fell. When Satan did what? Because of his abundance, Lucifer's abundance of revelation, man stood up to God and said, I don't want to be like God. I don't want to be as God. I want to be God. And God kicked him out of heaven. See, so here's Paul because of the abundance of revelation. Verse 8, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, listen, my grace is sufficient for you. Man, my situation right now, man, I cry out to God. I call upon the Lord. Man, it might be my marriage. It might be one of my children. It might be my vocation. It might be my money. Let me just tell you, it's none of that stuff. It's your mindset. And you inquire of the Lord. You know what God says? My power is sufficient. If you'll say, man, what I've got in my checking account's not sufficient. Man, what I've got in my body, man, there's disease in my body. What do I do? God's saying my power is sufficient. And then what does he say? He follows it up with this. My strength is made what? My strength is made what? In weakness. It doesn't say in your weakness, Paul. Because God's no respecter of persons. Man, that very easily in this passage in 2 Corinthians could have said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. But it doesn't. It just says weakness. So now guess whose foot that shoe fits now? Mine, yours. My grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Not just your weakness, but simple weakness. So, you know, you look at it, you get a diagnosis, and you're like, oh my gosh, I hope my faith is strong enough. Let me tell you, your faith is strong enough. God's given you a measure of faith. Your mind, though, what did the apostle say? Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. man, my strength is made perfect in simple weakness, just across the board. See, that's what's so awesome about this. See, so many people, I'll tell you what hit me in the same day. In the same day, Muhammad Ali passed. And then I heard how many people in America have rejected, have experienced church and had the kind of experience with something that they then turned and rejected it. And I think about Muhammad Ali. You know, he wasn't born Muhammad Ali. He was born Cassius Clay. He was born in a Christian home. He went to church and he turned to Islam. And I think about that on the very same day. And then I heard statistics in an unrelated matter. I heard this statistic. There's over 160 million people in America that have experienced church. And because of that experience, they've rejected it. You know, most people say, well, church is boring. Man, if this is boring, please let me know. Please, I'm not kidding you. Most people say, well, no, it's hypocritical people that are judging me. If somebody's judging you, please let us know. Don't just reject it. See, understand that in our lives, a lot of people, I think, leave because of the delay that's in their life. They hear hope-filled messages like this. Say, listen, you may have had a diagnosis of disease, or your money may have run out, or the market may have turned, but his strength is made perfect in weakness. And you're thinking, ding, 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 ding. Let me just tell you, delay does not mean denial. Man, you think about so many times, Joseph in the pit. You think about Jesus in the tomb. You think about Paul in the wilderness. Man, all those places, all that the bottom line is, there's a perfection that's being worked out in your life. That this win that God has for you, the win that God has for the Pfeiffers, is not just for their household. It's so that through them, all the families of the earth will be blessed. See, God's working something out in your life. And you know what? It's not just a little token to get you through the day. This issue, this situation, man, this thing that's buffeting you, and Satan is reminding you and reminding you and reminding you of your failure, of your misstep, of you falling, of your unfaithfulness, whatever that it was. God's never going to bring that up, number one. But the enemy's just going to continue to buffet you. And you know what? You go right to this situation. You say, God, I just thank you right now. I thank you right now. Your grace is sufficient. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. God, your strength is being made perfect in my life right now as I stand before you. You know, what if today I could get you to the throne of grace? And I'm not kidding. What if today? What if today we could get you but standing before God? What if today we could have God's promise on one hand and your issue on the other hand? And what if we could bind those two things together? What if that could happen? What if we could get you to a place where you could lay hold of that, grab a hold of that which has grabbed a hold of you? What if that could happen today? I'll tell you it can. I'll tell you how simple this is. The formula is one step. If you're here today and you have an issue in your life, a circumstance in your life, that the enemy is constantly buffering you over. And let me tell you what that buffering is. He's got a ball bat and he's popping you in the head with that ball bat. But what does the Bible say? That we put on the helmet of salvation. So now that ball bat now isn't caving your head in. That ball bat's just getting your attention. That ball bat's just letting you know, man, there's a fight that's on. Man, some of you guys got kids that instead of you thinking, oh my gosh, the devil's got my kids, all that's happening is God's communicating to me, that kid's not finished being raised yet. It's time for me to turn the heat back up as a parent. It's time for me to be the dad. And yeah, you know what? I'm going to pick on men. To be the dad that God's called me to be. To be the protector and the provider in the home that God's called me to be. I'm going to be the man that stands up for my wife and honors her. I'm going to be the man that raises up my kids to grow in God. See, because your kids right now are either growing weak or they're growing strong. They're not staying the same. But what if today we could integrate God's promise with your situation? What if today that I could get you, listen, within spitting distance of the very throne of God's power? What if that could happen today? Would you be in? Would you be in? If you've got an issue in your life, you've got a circumstance in your life that the enemy is pounding you on the head with that ball bat, with that club, I want you to stand to your feet right now, wherever you are, just stand. You got an issue in your life. You got a circumstance that's going on in your life. It might be something as little, as puny as cigarettes. And let me just tell you something. The world's talked us into the cigarettes. That's the hardest thing to quit. Man, smoking cigarettes is the hardest addiction. It's so hard. Let me tell you, what if every man's a liar and the word of God's the truth? What if? What if today that all we have to do is speak to that mind to be removed, to be cast to the sea, and it breaks that stronghold of cigarettes in your life? And now that addiction just becomes a bad habit, and you replace that bad habit with a good one. How about that? How about if it's that easy? How about if you want to experience the very throne of grace in your life today? For whatever it is, you might be angry, you might be lonely, you might be aggravated, you might be fearful. Oh, but they told me that our fertility's in question. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. How old's May Lee now, Sandy? 16 or 17? Yeah. Devil tried to lie to Kim and Diana about that for years. And what happened? Now they're dealing with a teenager. That which I've feared come upon me. Anybody else? You just got a situation. And I know these are the kind of things you want to ride out. He can't make me stand. No, don't do it because someone's making you. My goodness. Take the dadgum bib off and let go of the apron for a second, fellas. You got an issue in your life. You got a circumstance that we can deal with. I'm telling you, I'm going to get you to the throne of grace. The throne of God's insurmountable power, his supernatural ability. I'm going to get you to the throne of favor. Favor. The world can't stop you. Someone's attitude about you can't keep you down. Man, somebody's put a curse on your life. They put a curse on me. Man, the man is holding me down. The man's holding me back. Come on. You didn't give your life to Jesus to be a victim of the man. You gave your life to Jesus to be an overcomer on this earth. Everywhere I go, my size 12 owns it, baby. Why? Because that stronghold is broken in my life. Because that's how I think. You know why? God's promise has come into play with my situation and my circumstances of my life. And you know what it's done? Boom. And it can't be broken. It's an unbreakable, undefeatable bond I have with God's promise. And you'll say, well, what do you mean? You don't ever get sick? You don't ever get a disease? Sure, doesn't matter though. What's going to happen? I'm going to get out in front of it. I'm going to run as one who wins. I'm not going to look back ever. You get out, anybody ever been out in front in a race? You get out in front, you turn and find out where the other runners are. You know what you're doing? You're letting doubt come in. Man, if I'm running and somebody in front of me is looking behind to find out where I'm at, you know what I'm thinking? I'm fixing to smoke you, dog. I will own you by the end of this race. See, that's what's got to be on the inside of us. That's who we've got to be. If you got a situation or a circumstance and we're going to get to the throne of grace, please take this opportunity and just stand wherever you are right now. Just stand. Just stand. Just stand. Okay. Just stand. We're not going to the token lady to get a token for the ride. We're going to the throne of grace today. We're going to the throne of God's power today. And let me tell you something. You don't get there. I'm a false prophet, I guess, or something. I'm telling you how simple and easy this is. The access is easy. It just requires just a touch of faith, trust. That's it. You guys are standing. I'm just going to ask you to do this. Just close your eyes. No, hold on. First, I want you to change your posture. Fellas, I want you to stand like a man. I want you to stand like I'm ready for this fight. I'm down for whatever. Girls, stand like I just said. You hear me? Man, we're bold. Man, that same heart. You just standing like that? That activates that heart in you. That was in the heart of David. Let me tell you about David. David wasn't this little ruddy shepherd boy that couldn't fight. David was a marksman with that sling. You got to understand that David, when they were cowering from Goliath, David didn't see a giant that he couldn't beat. David saw a giant that he couldn't miss. So all he needed was that sling. You know why? He was a marksman. I don't remember what caliber handgun it was, but when he had that smooth stone in that sling and he let it fly, it was the velocity of a handgun. And you know what? He was a marksman. And all he needed, he took that sling out, and what did he do? He began to sprint at Goliath. Goliath didn't know what was going on because Goliath didn't see very well. Goliath couldn't move very well. It wasn't very agile. So he really, when David started sprinting, Goliath couldn't really see him. Goliath couldn't get out of the way of him. And David scooped up that stone, and as soon as that stone was in his hand, Goliath was dropping. I'm just telling you. And he slung that stone. Goliath never saw it coming. It embedded in his forehead and dropped him. And everybody gasped. And David grabbed that sword and he lopped off Goliath's head. But what I love about it is what he did. He took Goliath's head and he walked around and he went to the Philistines. He said, "Is this who you brought to defy my God? Is this the best you got?" He went over to his brothers and said, "Is this who you've been cowering from?" See, that's what God does to us when we go to his throne of grace. We come to Jesus being the son of David. See, we're kings on this earth, just like David was. God wants you to make you the greatest king who ever walked on this earth. He wants to give you wisdom, wants to give you understanding. But it all comes by the equipping of God's word. So change your body language. Let your body language be a winner. Now I want you just to close your eyes and just lift your hands just like this. We're lifting holy hands now. Any bit of sin, any bit of mischief, any leprosy you've gotten on your hands, those hands become cleansed now. They're washed clean now. God's not thinking about or remembering your past. He's just thinking about what you're doing right now. He's blessing you right now with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You right now are seated with Christ in those heavenly places. You right now are at the throne of grace. You're at the throne of God's power. And God sees your dilemma. And he sees your situation. He sees your circumstance. And all he's delivering to you is what he has promised to deliver you. And all he's giving you is strength. Man, we come to him and it's like, "God, I'm weak in this area." And God said, "Doesn't matter about that area. My strength is made perfect in your weakness." You're at that throne right now. God has delivered you from evil. He has set your feet upon the rock of Christ Jesus. And he's about to perform his will in your life. Just receive it by faith. God, I thank you right now for supernatural grace to be found by everyone standing now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over principalities and powers, rulers of darkness in heavenly places. Devil, I bind you right now and command you to dry place, to seek rest, and to find none. God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that we access your throne. God, that we stand before you right here and right now, receiving from you power from on high, wonder working power. God, I thank you for deliverance. God, I thank you for healing. God, I thank you for salvation. God, I thank you now for the finished work of Christ to come into this situation. And God, we choose today to interlock our situation with your grace, with your power. Now, God, I thank you for a supernatural freedom to come upon every person standing right now. Every person. A confidence, God. Freedom. supernatural freedom in the name of Jesus. That ailment is broken. And now you just overcome by faith. That situation, that addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. Poverty is turned around. Prosperity has come into your life now in super abundance. You guys that are standing with your hands up and your eyes closed, repeat this with me. Father, I thank you now that in this weakness is made your perfect strength. God, your word promises, in no way will you ever cast me out. In no way will you ever give me anything other than what I ask for that blesses me. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for triumph, for victory, because I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. God, I thank you today. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. I receive my salvation in this situation by faith, by trust, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everyone in the room, stand and lift your hands and repeat this with me. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Lift your voice. Let the Lord be magnified. 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 Oh, let the Lord be magnified. Listen, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his children. Now shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Yes!
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.